Several changes are happening with BART today. A new program called BART Ambassadors will go into effect, as well as a number of schedule adjustments. KALW's Christopher Egusa has more.
BART Ambassadors are unarmed civilian employees of the BART Police Department. Their job is to patrol BART routes with heavy ridership, especially the corridor between 12th Street, Oakland, and Civic Center stations. Ed Alvarez was named BART's chief of police early last month. He says the ambassadors will, quote, provide a sense of safety and security for our riders onboard trains and deter crime, unquote. In practice, this means clearing biohazards and trash, as well as de-escalating conflicts. The program is in response to a number of incidents that occurred last fall, including a fatal stabbing in November. The public outcry called for a larger official presence by BART. The program's price tag was $690,000 for a six-month trial of 10 ambassadors. Ambassadors are being recruited from BART's community service officers, who are non-sworn personnel. According to BART, the new employees have completed anti-bias and de-escalation training. They will patrol in pairs from 2 p.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, with extra coverage on Saturdays. And they should be easy to spot. They'll be wearing shirts that say Ambassador on them. A set of BART schedule changes goes into effect today. These include more peak hours trains to Concord and Warm Springs, as well as more service to San Francisco on Saturdays and Sundays. Most lines will see minor adjustments to run times going forward. You can see a full list of changes on KALW.org or on BART.gov. For KALW, I'm Christopher Egusa.